What kind of jolt has this last 24 hours been, Adam?
Well, I think it's tough, obviously, with the way my play's been all year. You know, I don't think it's a huge surprise, obviously. You know, it catches you a bit off guard when it does happen, but you know, I'm here. I'm going to try and make the best of it. So, you know, obviously, it was a tough morning finding out you're going back to the American League, but you know, it's nice to come in here in a winning environment tonight.
What has hindered, do you think, your play this year?
Well, I think, you know, some of it has to do with confidence and, you know, making the right reads and just being assertive on the ice. You know, sometimes when you're a little tentative out there, you know, you look a little slower, you're not making plays at the speed that you're capable of playing. And, you know, I think tonight, you know, I got on the puck, I was able to make some plays with the puck down low, and, you know, that didn't seem to be happening for me up there.
Did the move surprise you at all, or did you have a feeling like coming?
Oh, like I said, it's obviously a bit of a shock. I think you go through, you know, 100 or so games straight in the NHL, and, you know, catches you a bit off guard. But like I said, the way I've been playing, I think, you know, it's important for me to kind of regain, you know, some of that confidence, regain some of that style of play that I've been playing with in the second half of last year. You know, obviously, the season hasn't gone as well as we hoped in the Jets organization. We're all searching for our games, and I've been struggling as of late, and, you know, this is a great opportunity for me to get some confidence back and get playing the way I know I can.
Why do you think your team tonight was so good in the third period?
Well, I think, you know, we were able to play on the body and we were able to get in the zone. I think you score a quick power play goal there and that gets you up by two. It's a lot more comfortable playing up by two in the third period than protecting a one-goal lead. And, you know, I think with that, we kept on them. I think all four lines were rolling. We did a really good job of cycling the puck, getting back to the points, and getting some good opportunities from the points and with some traffic in front.
Did you tell you how long? Did they give you any sort of time frame?
No time frame. I think it's one you got to work out on your own. You know, you got to either force their hand or you know, continue to work on your game. I think, you know, that's what I'm going to be down here to do. I'm going to continue to try and get better every day. Going to continue to try and help this team, and when the times come, you know, hopefully go back up there and make an impact up there.
How did you feel with getting extra ice time and playing a little bit more role, bigger role tonight?
Yeah, it was good. I think you know, I handled the puck a lot more than, you know, I had been in the past, and I got some shots on net and was able to start creating some offense and playing with Joel and Scott. You know, I thought we did a good job. We created some chances offensively. You know, obviously, we were on the ice for that first goal against, and we're going to try and limit those, but, you know, for the most part, I thought we did a really good job minimizing their lines' chances against us, and we created some good ones.
Did you have any history with Zadorov going into the game, or you just became buddies tonight?
No, I think, you know, he's a good player for their team, and, you know, he's a big guy, and those things happen. Obviously, you know, he's trying to protect one of his players, and I'm trying to protect one of mine, so, you know, those things happen.
Adam, you mentioned confidence and finding your game. Are there specific facets that you want to work on, or have you maybe been advised to work on?
Well, I think it's just being quicker in every aspect of my game. You know, it's getting into the puck battles second and first. You know, it's getting to those pucks, it's winning those battles, and then it's getting in on the forecheck, it's getting up the ice and creating some opportunities. You know, I think sometimes this year it almost felt like, you know, I'd be half a step behind or, you know, half a step late reacting. So it's just about getting quick again. You know, I think when I'm a quick player, I'm a good player.
You look like you're playing with a bit of a chip on your shoulder. Do you think maybe that's a healthy thing in that first game in the NHL?
Well, I think, you know, you're coming down here and you're not going to sulk. You're going to make the best of this opportunity. And, you know, I talked to Keith before the game, and, you know, there's lots of ice time for me down here. And, you know, there's lots of room for me to grow in this game. I'm still a young player, I think. You know, 22 years old, you know, you sometimes get ahead of yourself and you start looking short term when you need to look long term and what's going to be best for my long term growth and what's going to be best for the organization long term. And I just tried to come in here and be a difference to it.
You talked about playing with confidence. Do you kind of have to forget what happened today and just kind of move on, I guess? Because obviously what happened today can be hindering to your confidence, right?
Yeah, well, I think you need to just use some of it as motivation, obviously. They have a plan with me, and, you know, it's not just punishment sending me down here. It's, you know, there's things I need to work on, and there's things I need to be better to get back to the NHL. And, you know, I'm not going to come down here and sulk. That's not fair to these guys. You know, they're a team that's, you know, struggled a bit this year, and, you know, I just want to come down and really help them. And, You know, I want to be a vocal guy in the room, and I want to be a vocal guy on the ice, and a guy that makes a difference.